with a smile on your face and show the world the love in your heart. And people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're having a good week so far. It's the eve before Friday, which is the double eve before Saturday. We're almost to the weekend, and we're going to get there starting this morning with my good friend Kelly McLeod, who's here from Bella Magazine.
Hello.
Good morning. A little chilly coming in this morning?
Ooh, breezy. Nice bitter cold wind. That'll wake you up. My sinuses were frozen this morning.
Oh, no. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart, sweetie.
None of us are used to this chilly weather, but we'll get through it. I kind of like having at least a day or two to wear sweaters.
It is nice. I would prefer that we had seasons that were more than a day.
True.
Because this is true. Back and forth.
Tomorrow is supposed to go up to 60 again.
Right? It's crazy.
And then back down to 30. So I don't know. Welcome to Northwest Florida.
Yes. The migraine heaven of the world.
Yes. So I was checking out the new Bella magazine for January. I love the cover as always.
Thank you.
And congratulations. 2026 is... the 20th
year of, yes, Bella Magazine. Can you believe it?
I can believe it because I remember when, believe it or not, I can remember when it first came out and how, I mean, I just remember thinking, this is the coolest thing. I was so excited about it. And Becca Bowles at the time was behind getting that started. And she's a dear friend of mine. And I just thought, what a great idea. And focusing on, and I still love it. I still read it.
Good. Thank you.
I do. I think it's great. I pick it up every time
I see
it.
That's what it takes to keep going for 20 years.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. Well, it's, you know what it is? It's relevant.
Yes.
It's very relevant. Every issue, you kind of cross the boards from style and fashion, which is so much fun. Mm-hmm. But also you have topics that are more, what's the word, personal?
Yes.
Or affecting to who you are as a person, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You kind of cover all the different genres of that.
Yep.
And
yep.
Have great guest writers. I mean... so, yeah. So tell me about this issue. And by the way, I'm already going to go somewhere. I loved your letter from the publisher.
Thank you. That was kind of a personal one.
It was beautiful. And I've read it a couple of times. And if you feel like sharing about that this morning, I would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of talked about how I feel like I've retreated from life for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up on 2 years since my husband died.
Yeah.
Thankfully, before that, I already had my editor in place. Otherwise, I don't think Bella would still be here. I couldn't have kept it going. So thankfully, Lisa Player was already on board and kept the ship going. And Maggie Williams and Jennifer, other people on the team just kept things going, which I'm so appreciative of. But yeah, I kind of went into a hole and grieved, and it of course triggered health issues, and
of course
just dealing with all of that. And the last thing I wanted to do was be public facing. It's not natural for me anyway. Like, I don't love it anyway.
It's not easy.
Too many events. I can't go to them all.
It's definitely not easy.
But I didn't want to go to any. I didn't want to do anything. So I always say this, but I'm so grateful for the team for keeping things going. But then last year, Lisa became a grandma, and so I knew as soon as that happened last February, like, okay, you know, she's not going to be with us forever, and she and I had many conversations, so I knew it was coming, and then, she told me that she needed to leave, so December was her last issue, and I was faced with, okay, do I try to bring on and train another editor?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard job, and there's so many different facets to it, and I was kind of, I just don't have the time to even train somebody. But
right.
What I learned before was I can't do everything. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't have the capacity to even do one job because I'm still dealing with
of
health
course.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Grief is such a roller coaster and comes and goes. And but luckily, with such a strong team and then having an admin assistant I brought on in the summer, and Meg, you're cracking me up. She's like a dog chasing her tail, trying to find her chair.
I'm trying to get this chair over here. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry, Kelly. I am listening, I promise.
I am listening to your very serious story.
I am.
But my admin was able to step up, and she's become our assistant editor. So I thought, okay, I'll go back to also not only being publisher, but be editor. And it's it's fun, and I'm back with the team more than I was, and meeting with them every month and brainstorming. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes it takes putting your foot back in the water.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely. And then you remember what you start to, for me, I started to remember what I do love about life and the things that do bring me joy. And I'll find I'll actually have a belly laugh that I haven't had in a couple of years, because I've also gone through some periods of intense grief in my life. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, our society doesn't recognize it. When we have a big loss, it's really something. Okay, you may get a 2 or 3 days off, right? And then you're expected to come back to work.
Yeah.
And then everyone's very awkward. No one wants to talk about it.
Yep.
So they just don't talk about it.
Yep.
And for a lot of us, we really need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to find that arena. Is it going to be in therapy? Is it going to be with a self-help group? There's so many. I mean, I'm at a point now, we should get together and just write a book about grief.
Yeah.
And handling grief and how you move through it, that it's very timeless for me.
Yes.
So even though I lost my sister 10 years ago, and even though it's been 10 years, just for example, yesterday was my birthday, right? And
happy
so she always sent me a birthday card, always called me, you know, those kinds of little things. And I try not to go, you know, miss that or you know, get into the drama of it all, but it's just there.
Yeah, it's not drama of it, but no, it
you
just
know what I mean, though?
Feel that
you could go there. You
hole,
can,
yeah. That vacancy.
Yeah.
And it also can just hit you out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not that you're trying to be sad or think about
because
the person.
Because sometimes people
or,
think, they go, oh, well, you're being sorry for yourself. It's time to move on. Time to get over it.
Right.
Right. And no, because it just hits you. Like you said, I could be in the grocery store and something suddenly hits me.
Yes.
It's bizarre.
It is. And it can be frustrating because you're like, I thought I was over this or that I was doing better, or that I was stronger. And I don't know how much is what society and other people expect of us or what we think they're expecting of us.
And maybe
and
a little
we're
bit
expecting
of both.
Of ourselves.
Maybe all of the above.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
All of the above. But I think it's interesting the denial about death, the denial about we really put all of that in a corner, like away from ourselves. And I suppose as you get older, obviously. That's just the course of life.
It.
I mean,
that's
what's going to happen. But when I read that, I was very moved by your article. So if you get a chance to pick up Bella, Kelly is a beautiful letter from the editor, because it is the story of when you decide to embrace life after you've lost someone, it's taking that step forward, and it can be very profound.
Yes, because it's not just that it's not easy. There's so much wrapped up in it.
Yes.
Because I feel like I've had some false starts of like, okay, I'm re-engaging with the world. Whoop, nope, I'm not ready. Like, or, you know, something happens and I feel set back. So there's all that wrapped up in it.
And
you don't want to act like you're moving on from the person.
Correct. Because then I feel as if I'm betraying them somehow or being disloyal in a very weird way of leaving them behind or moving on.
Yep.
I mean, and that logic is, when I think about that, the people I've lost would not want
they
me to
would
do these.
Not
they
want that
me
for
to
you.
Be happy. They would want me to move
Absolutely.
On with my life. But there is that part of me that feels guilty in a way. There's a strange guilt about moving on or being happy or, oh my God, I didn't think about them today.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Now, so it's complicated. Certainly, a lot of books written about it. But I just appreciated that you had written that, because I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, unfortunately, and I think we all feel, and this is true. Every situation is unique.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've thought about, you know, okay, maybe I check out a support group or something like that. But my situation's different.
Right.
Well, it took me a while to realize, well, that's what everybody thinks, and that's because it's true. Every situation is
I have a friend
different.
That says we're terminally unique.
I like that. I might use that.
Yeah, that's a good. It's a good one. It's not an original, trust me, but
because
we do. We feel like no one will ever understand.
Right, right.
Yeah, so,
but I do advocate therapy.
Yes, it helps.
Oh, my gosh. And like I took a break off for a few months and I was like, what am I thinking? Like it needs constant maintenance, whether it's, you know, monthly or every 2 weeks or whatever a person needs. But yeah, we're like cars. We need tune-ups.
Well, I also think it's so important to have that network of just maybe one or two, not a lot, but some close friends that can provide a safe space for you to just really feel what you're feeling.
Yeah. That's kind of the challenge of feeling like you're out in the world again is you're pretending mm-hmm. for the longest time. You're mm-hmm. pretending, oh, hey, everything's okay, great, right. so nice to see you. And that's exhausting.
Well, part of it for me, I realized, was I was trying to recapture the person I was before the loss. Mm-hmm. But I can't, because that will never be anymore. Right. I will never be that person again.
Yep.
So then it's learning how to put on the robe of the new person, or the role of the new person.
Which that is no small thing, to have such an kind of identity crisis.
Correct.
Like, who am I, and where do I go from here? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do?
Absolutely.
And how do I want to be? And
it's powerful.
It's a lot.
Well, kudos to you for opening up that conversation.
Thank you.
Very valuable. Now, on a lighter note,
for the fun stuff
now. In Bella, I'm very excited to see all the different fashion. I feel like I'm way out of touch anymore with fashion and the things that are coming. So I love when I see all the different models and the bright colors for this year.
Yeah.
Rich, bold, and wild January style. I love this big pink sweater that she's got on, the model.
Yep.
And so I guess
I love the picture on page 14, because I think this is very Florida. Pensacola is like, okay, it's winter. I have on a sweater and flip-flops.
I saw somebody's story yesterday that has a sweater and a jacket, and then shorts and flip-flops. I was like, well, okay, you're confused. Oh, no, I just live in Florida.
Right. Which, you could say we're confused, but that's a different story.
It's so true.
Yeah, these are really cute clothes from Envy Boutique. I also thought it was funny that for January in the winter, we have Envy Boutique from the beach.
Oh,
but that goes to show their clothes are year-round. So.
That's right. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
If you just joined us, talking with Kelly McLeod, she is the publisher and editor of of Bella Magazine. And you can pick up a copy of Bella just about anywhere, on newsstands all around town. If you have a question about this issue or for Kelly, 850-437-1620. You are listening to Pep Talk. Okay, so I want to see. We've got a couple texts that came in here. Someone texted in. This is from our friend Paul. He says, my dad passed in 2020, and I miss him dearly.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
Yeah, it's
a way to keep going. That's all we can do.
Keep going, keep supporting each other. I wish we were a little more open about the process with each other. I wish we could be a little less, mm-hmm. whatever the word is.
I guess sadness makes us all uncomfortable. It's not a very American thing. We're like, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Keep plowing ahead.
But, yes, that one.
You know, I lost my mother 10 years ago, and losing a parent, any kind of grief, but it's like everybody goes through this. It's mm-hmm. it's part of the natural course to lose a parent. I mean, hopefully mm-hmm. it goes that direction, not the other way of losing a child.
Right.
We all go through losing a parent. Why is this so hard? But just because everybody goes through it doesn't mean it's
not hard. And I really believe until you do go through it, mm-hmm. it's hard to, I hate to say it, but it's really hard to understand until you go through it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And I think with parents, they're our home base. They're mm-hmm. your like safety home net. Even if I kind of didn't realize it till my mom passed, of like, wow, you like always knew in the back of your mind you had a safe place to land.
A person that knew you.
Yeah.
And I heard one of the things for me, of course, I've lost my mother, my father, my brother, and my sister. And so losing that nuclear family has been quite the struggle. I mean, I'm doing really well now, and I thank God for my good, dear friends and my extended family. But I heard a beautiful quote that said, it says, I miss you, but what I really miss is the person that I was when I was with you.
Yeah. And that's back to what you said before of
the
like
person
wanting
that
to
I
be
was
that person you were
when
before.
I was with you.
Yeah.
Because you have your own jokes, you have your sense of humor, our mm-hmm. shared life, our shared. And so having these people around you that are the reference of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So they were there for the first Christmas, or the people that watched me grow up.
Yep.
And now
love
those,
and accept you no matter what.
Right, right. So have to lose that reference and to lose the people that know you so well.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of hard part too.
With losing that nuclear family, were there times you feel like a leaf blowing in the wind?
Orphan's a good word.
Yeah. Like, I still have my brother, but he lives in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God I still have him in that relationship. But yeah, not having any parents, things like that, or the spouse, like, it's like a leaf blowing in the wind, untethered.
Different. Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah.
But it also can be very, then you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was fortunate to have some very good mentors and people who kind of guided me along the way and said, so then if you take a different approach to it, mm-hmm. can I now thrive with mm-hmm. this new life?
yep. with the person that I am today on my own. And that was sort of the turning point for me. Rather than getting lost in my quote unquote aloneness
right.
and being abandoned by everyone. Because I can go there.
yeah.
But not go there.
It's all kind of rabbit holes.
It's all about watch out for making choices and yeah. choosing. Okay, you know what? I'm going to choose to find the joy in this day. You know, yep. I'm going to choose to find the love and the kindness. And I'm going to choose to find out, so who am I today
mm-hmm.
with this new definition?
Right, and new definition of family.
Yes, yes.
Because you can create and choose, you know, a chosen family with friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It looks different.
You yeah. know,
there's never going to be that full history, but... doesn't mean it's not beautiful.
That's right. That's yeah. right. Okay.
All right.
We should go get a cup of coffee.
Coffee? Margarita.
Just kidding. Margarita. This is Pep Talk, a Pensacola's expert panel. If you have any thoughts or comments, 850-437-1620. And this is a weird time of year, too. It's January is always kind of the letdown after all the holidays and the parties
yes.
and the... It's sort of, and then the bills start coming in. And so, ba-dum-bump.
And you don't wake up and it's like, oh, new fresh start.
Right, yay. Right, right.
It's just not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of hope it'll be.
Yeah, it's a little cold.
It's a little cold.
That doesn't help either.
Physically and metaphysically.
Yes, exactly. Oh, girl.
Mm, yeah.
Now, okay, I hope we haven't lost our listeners this morning. Hopefully people can identify with what we're talking about.
Unfortunately, I'm sure a lot can.
Yeah, I hope so. And just remember that you're not alone. And yep. there is, if we're going to go there, then there is help out there.
There
when
is.
It does get scary and you are afraid.
Yep.
You know, there's definitely 611. There's 911. There's 211. There are different emergency lines that you can get help, find yep. someone to talk to if yep. it ever gets that bad.
There's no shame. Like I think we've come a long ways with mental health in this country,
mm-hmm.
but I think there are some people that feel a stigma around going to therapy. I don't need therapy. And
yeah.
I'm
think
not
it still
broken
exists.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it still exists.
Is a shame.
Yeah. It can be very, very helpful.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It can really be helpful.
Yep.
Because
yep.
you have that voice in your own head. And sometimes it's really great to have an observer that can say, do you realize that you're doing this?
Yes.
And I go, no. Oh, God, am I?
And it doesn't matter how many wonderful, loving best friends we have. It's mm-hmm. just different. So.
Yeah, you need that objective person.
Yeah.
So, and just give me, what helps with me is giving me new tools.
Yes.
Because all we have is what we grew up with or what we were taught.
Mm-hmm.
And so then sometimes those don't work anymore. What worked for me when I was 10 may not work for me when I'm 30.
Yes, exactly.
So, or older.
And the things that worked for you when you were younger can become a hindrance to you later in life.
That's right.
Like whatever protections or defenses you had that did protect you can mm-hmm. kind of start to weigh you down or hold you back.
Absolutely. And you may not need those anymore.
Right.
So that's also can be very profound.
Megyn Kelly, therapist.
That's right. We'll do the Megyn Kelly podcast. It reminds me of the...
We can be the good hang like Amy Poehler who just won a Grammy.
Yes, yes, she sure did. Well, I always think the very first podcast I think I ever thought that I think of a podcast was on Saturday Night Live when they did the Christmas thing.
The NPR.
The NPR. With Alec Baldwin, we won't go there, what they said.
That was so
fun. Hi, we're here with NPR. We're talking about grief. We're pretty much there this morning, Kelly.
Yeah, we are
pretty close. Oh my goodness.
If well, somebody just tuned in,
they're thinking, what is happening?
Why are they laughing and saying grief?
Because the show is called Pep Talk. So we'll get back to being peppy, y'all.
Exactly.
We're going to be peppy. But this is a great issue of Bella Magazine celebrating 20 years, which is wonderful. So,
yeah, excited about that.
Really should feel proud of what y'all have accomplished and that
Thank
you've managed
you.
To continue this. And, you know, it's a team. I know a lot of the people that write there. Maggie's terrific. There's so many different people who contribute.
There really is. You know, we still have a writer who's been with Bella longer than I have.
Really? Who's that?
Allison McCrory.
Oh, okay.
She's
yeah,
very
I've been
talented.
Allison, of course.
Yeah, she does all of our fashion mm-hmm. articles, but then she also does others throughout, you know, each month, and she's just a really good, strong writer, and we're lucky to have her.
Do you have a favorite part of your magazine that you enjoy the most?
Favorite part?
Because I know with editing, I was a journalism major, so I know that with editing, there are things you go, ugh, I got to edit this.
Yeah.
But then there's other things you get excited about.
I mean... because our content is so good, Meg, I love it all.
There, see, there you go.
I do enjoy the columns in the back.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Liz Biggs and Charlotte Gorder.
Charlotte does a great job. Yeah.
Because they're always, they're often real personal.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we can all learn a lot. That resonates with all of us. You know, readers appreciate the personal.
Well, I like that too, because that's one of the things is that, see, and I'm still old school. I love having a magazine in my hands.
Doesn't it feel good?
I'll be able to sit on the couch, have a little cup of coffee, and just sit and read Bella. And I really do. I'm not trying to say this like an advertiser. I really do that. I really will sit and read it because it's got some good articles. I mean, and I say that sincerely. There's some interesting things that is relatable to me.
Yeah.
And so that's what's also helpful about it. And guys that are listening this morning.
Guys, read it.
Read it, because you might pick up something in those articles and in the stories that might be very helpful for your relationship and
Absolutely.
Understanding of women.
Our cover story is about relationships and changing
Julie
dynamics.
Julie Nice, right? She was on the show. I had her on the show. She's a relationship coach.
Yep.
And she was very interesting, and she has some, there's a great article about her, and I had an opportunity to go to lunch with her, and really, she is a relationship therapist and works with people. And
We interviewed her and Angie Randall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's all about relationships. And one thing I like is it's not just about romantic relationships.
Right.
Because all these other, like you and I are just talking about, our friends, all these other relationships in life are so important too. And we have to work at them. And
it's not always easy.
Communication's hard no matter what, whether it's work, personal. And so that's what I like about the story. And to your point, it's great for men, women, anybody.
I think so. I really do. And then there's a nice article about the Pensacola Opera. I had them here this week talking about La Traviata, talking about relationships. We might need a therapist with that crowd.
That's awesome.
But Verdi wrote great music. But
yeah, they do amazing productions, don't they?
It's going to be super. Yeah, and that's coming up. So tickets are available for that now, too, at PensacolaOpera.com. So a couple of minutes left here, Kelly. Anything you want to mention about this month's issue? And like I said, you can find it all over town in newsstands. You can also read it online, a digital copy.
Yep, BellaMagazine.com.
So you can do that as
well. We have all the individual articles posted, but then also you can get to the flip book that shows the digital version that looks just like the magazine. I have to mention the profile we did on Toni Sparks.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Oh, Toni is, I just adore her. She is on our team. She's one of our photographers, but she's just so talented and creative with different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's just got a great story. I mean, I wrote it, so not just plugging it for that reason.
You're definitely feeling better.
I think I had extra coffee. I came screeching in here on two wheels, like right on time.
No, you did great. You're
a little
right.
jazzed
you're,
up.
You're good. You're right on time. I'm always happy when people do show up, put it that way. During the holidays, a lot of folks have things come up, of course. I mean, I understand, but it's always possible. Interesting when they're not coming. Now? Okay.
Now they tell me.
Okay. All right. Let's see. The other thing that you do that I think is really cool is that they all go out into the community.
Yes.
And you attend a lot of the different events and get lots of photos.
Yes.
And it really is fun to see everybody's all dressed up at all these different events. And
that's what's nice is we have the breadth in the magazine. So we've got the stories, but then also the fun social pictures that everybody enjoys.
Yeah. So if someone wants to be in Bella Magazine, if they have maybe an article idea or a story, or they want to be a sponsor, somebody that would like to advertise the magazine this year in 2026, talk about those two options and how you would go about doing that.
You can reach out to us at news@bellamagazine.com for anything. I can get those emails go to me and I can get them to the right place. So we do love hearing pitches for stories.
Mm-hmm.
And for advertising, same thing, reach out to us. I'm really excited. Our advertising is really growing this year. I think we've showed we've got the staying power. It took 20 years, but here we are.
it is what it is. But and we're also coming back. I mean, there's been so much that have happened during that 20 years. When you think about what happened, think about that you all have survived
through
all
the
hurricanes and the economy and COVID, and you're still here.
We are still here.
How about that?
Yep.
That's something to be excited about.
It really is.
Seriously. So hats off to you and everybody at Bella Magazine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Meg.
All right, Kelly, it's always a pleasure. I'm so happy you're here, and I just love the magazine this month. If you get a chance, celebrating 20 years, Bella Magazine's on newsstands now. You can go online. Kelly, thank you for being here.
Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, thank you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.